Pastor Divinaya is from Hindu background and he accepted the Lord in 1996. Why I am mentioning the date is that within the short span of time, God used him mightily in India, not only among the Telugu speaking community, but also in many languages within Indian nation. Their churches expand in 11 states, in 11 language speaking groups. So he has used him very significant way. The same year he started Holy Ministries, a ministry that reached all parts of Andhra Pradesh, that is Telugu speaking, the language that I, Deva and James speak, but also to 11 states in India. Lord kept a great burden, that's what he says, Lord kept a great burden on our heart to take the word to all the nations in the world recognized by UNO. And he quotes the promise from Colossians 1:28, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. So that is the mission of their church. That's the reason why he is here. And next, I would like to introduce Dr. David Chigurupati. Dr. David Chigurupati is a board of member in of AMG International, Advancing Ministries of Gospel. AMG means Advancing Ministries of Gospel. The mission of AMG is to advance with compassion and command of Christ to evangelize and make disciples around the world through national workers and in partnership with like-minded Christians. So again, AMG, the mission to which Dr. David Chigurupati belongs is fully gospel oriented. But one additional thing is AMG also does some social service in terms of medical and disaster relief funds as well in India and several other countries. Like around 30 nations have AMG branches. So they, in a nutshell, AMG provides both spiritual and physical food to the needy people. Dr. Chigurupati is a retired medical doctor from AP in India. He speaks the same language as I and Brother Deva speak. Dr. Chigurupati worked with Spiros Zodiatis to establish AMG ministry in India in 1968. He lives in Branchburg in New Jersey and he is actively involved in the Telugu ministry, Telugu among the Telugu immigrants in USA. So it is a great privilege and honor to have you with us, Pastor Divinaya, as well as Dr. Chigurupati. We are privileged indeed to have you among us and we would love to hear from you. Can they come? Yes, we can start with the testimony from Dr. David Chigurupati. Would you like to come here and speak?
Uncle Kuncho, achieve at the table on the Kuncho at left corner, neither Michael Nunko. Kuncho left corner, Nunko. Kuncho left. Okay.
Dear children of God, it's a great privilege and a blessing for me to be in your midst this evening. As Brother Raj Kumar mentioned a few things about me, but I have to tell you that I'm a dreadful sinner, saved by the grace of God. So all honor, glory and praise belongs to Him. I was trained as a medical doctor, children's specialist pediatrician. When I was in medical school, I gave my life to Jesus. And in 1967 came to US. That's when I met Dr. Spiros Zodiatis. And there was a time in my life I promised God that I will serve him full time. But due to various reasons, I counted the cost and decided to continue as medical doctor, not and serve him as well. Your serving through medical profession also is a ministry, but that's not what I meant when I stood up in the church and told the audience that I will go into full-time ministry. So I promised God to serve him full-time and I did not keep it. So God orchestrated situations in my life that I lost my eyesight in my right eye completely. I'm blind in my right eye. Very little vision in my left eye. Just have tunnel vision. And I resigned my job in 1990. At the time I was the director of a 300-bed hospital. I switched from pediatrics to emergency medicine. And I was the director of an emergency room of a suburban hospital in New Jersey, 300-bed suburban hospital in New Jersey. Since 1990, by the grace of God, I am in full-time ministry. And there is a Telugu Christian Fellowship in New Jersey, started 36 years ago, by the grace of God. This year we are celebrating 36th anniversary. Through that, we started in summertime what we call Christian Family Conferences. We did the first one in New York City, and today by the grace of God there are about 20 plus conferences in various cities in USA, and we did it even in Toronto, Canada, but last 2 years we could not do it because the local people did not come forward. We're trying to restart that conference again. By the grace of God, I'm also associated with part of the Ramabai Mukti Mission in Maharashtra. It's supported by 6 countries: America, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, England and Scotland. And American headquarters is very close to where I live. And I serve on their board as well, by the grace of God. I visited Mukti 4 or 5 times. Their ministry is mainly to women and children. It's a 125-year-old missionary organization. AMGO was started in 1942, so very soon it will be celebrating its 70th anniversary as well. 4 years ago, God brought me in contact with Pastor Devanay garu, and ever since we have been working together. And his vision is my vision as well. As you all know, gospel went from the east to the west. It started in Palestine, in Jerusalem, when the Holy Spirit came upon 120 people, the church was born, and the apostles took the gospel around the world. In particular, St. Paul took it to Europe, and Europeans took it all over the world. But today, the situation is very grim in the Western Christian nations that took gospel around the world. They have become a kind of lukewarm. But interestingly, God is reviving Eastern countries. So the gospel went from east to the west, and it has come a full circle back to east. India, Pakistan, Indonesia, Sri Lanka, Philippines, Malaysia, Singapore, South Korea. God is reviving these nations. And Pastor Devanay's vision is, missionaries have come from the west to the east. In the beginning, they went from the east to the west. Then they came from the west to the east. Now that the Western Christian nations have become a kind of cold, the time has come from the Eastern countries to send missionaries to other countries. In fact, the diaspora of Christians from all the lands that received gospel from the Western Christian nations, there's a huge diaspora of Christians to all the countries in the world. And every one of them is doing some ministry wherever they are, in Australia, New Zealand, in America, Canada. So God orchestrated the matters in such a way that, you know, gospel is still being, people who received gospel, now God has given them an opportunity to give gospel to those people. It's like a payback time to the Western missionaries who brought gospel, to give gospel to the people of the West. Vasudevana vision is to send out missionaries from his headquarters into every nook and corner of India and also to other countries in the world. And by the grace of God, they already started 2 churches in Uganda. Last year we were in Uganda to dedicate those churches. So you pray for us. You pray for us as God has given this vision to us to take the gospel all over India. To begin with our Jerusalem, that is our state of Andhra Pradesh, and then to Judea, Samaria, and uttermost parts of the world. And my prayer is every ethnic group would do the same thing. Unless everybody joins hands, the world is not going to be evangelized. It's 2000 years since Jesus has come. Still, a great part of the world is yet to be evangelized. Like God told Joshua, there's much land to be conquered for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But what is not possible with man is possible with God. God is looking for dedicated men and women to undertake this responsibility. So I thank and praise God, for God is allowing us a little bit to do our part, whatever we can, in fulfilling the Great Commission. So you pray for us, and we'll be praying for you. And again, I'm so happy to be able to stand before you and say briefly about the ministry that we are involved in. God bless you.
Before Pastor Divinay comes onto the stage, I would like to introduce Brother Houghton. Pastor Divinay has been ministering in the city, and Brother Houghton has been translating for him. So he kindly agreed to come and translate for him here as well. So Brother Houghton leads the church at Glen Ira Christian Community Church in Ormond. And we welcome you, brother, and please do the translation for Pastor Devanaya. You can stand here, and maybe Pastor can go here.
I want to give you all greetings in the name of our dear Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We are grateful to God, for God has given us a wonderful time this evening to be able to be part of His plan. Let us open the book of Bible, the book of Jonah. First chapter and the first 2 verses, let us read together. Okay, let us read the book of Jonah chapter 1, first 2 verses. Can somebody read it louder in English? Okay. Chapter 1, verses 1 and 2.
1 and 2.
Yes.
The word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai. Go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it, because its wickedness has come up before me.
Amen. Thank you. I want to really give God the glory and thank Him for giving me this opportunity to preach the word of God tonight. I am grateful to the Pastor Timothy and to all the leadership team in this church. I came from a family that don't know the Lord Jesus Christ. For a long time, my mom had no kids. That was the time when a woman who was selling selling the milk, she came home and she preached the gospel to my mom. My mom was not educated, and the woman also was selling the milk was also not educated. Because of the gospel that was preached to my mom through a woman who was selling the milk, my mom believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, and she came to see the mighty works of God. My mom has been blessed with 11 children in the family. Out of 11, 3 of them passed away, got to be the Lord. One of them died because the boy was sick, but the two of them died because my mom took Ayurvedic medicine when they were in the womb, and they passed away. The reason behind that was my father did not give his life to Jesus Christ. My mother had an opinion that to nurture this big family could be difficult, therefore, and she found it difficult. She thought that way. And before my birth, actually, my mom wanted to see the death of my life as well, and she took more medicine took more medicine to make sure that I'm also going to die. But the grace of God did not allow me to die in His presence. Though my mother sought to see my death, but my God did not allow me to die. At the age of 19, and one of my friends came to me and preached the gospel into my life. That was the time I gave my life to Jesus Christ. In the year 1996, I came to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Please do remember me and my ministry and the way I serve God in your prayers. There are many ways how God could relate and speak to His people in different ways according to the word of God. God speaks through His word. God speaks through the prayer. God speaks through the visions. God speaks through the visions and dreams. God also spoke through the prophetic word. But above all things, the greatest thing is that God to speak through His word is the greatest thing. Do you know what? Because the reason is God says, the heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. If we build the foundation of our spiritual life on the word of God, our foundation will be strong. When you continue to read the word of God, when you continue to hear the word of God, when you understand that God is speaking to you, then you begin to understand what God is speaking to you. Then you will begin to see that your life will be blessed. When we read the word of God in the book of Jonah, we know that Jonah was a great prophet. And we read about Jonah in the book of Jonah in the Old Testament, and also we read about him in the New Testament. When Jonah preached the gospel, and the animals did not even eat and did not even drink. And the people of Nineveh, nearly that contained about 120,000 people, they repented before God. And the king actually came down from his throne. And the people began to pray, fasting and praying. The actual character of Jonah was his preaching was transforming the people in the land of Nineveh, but it was not working in his life. And God spoke to Jonah and asked him to go to Nineveh. And the way that God called Jonah, there was in the calling of God, there was so much of clarity. God told him where to go. And he told him the kind of people that they were, he is going to preach to
God.
God also told him that what he is going to do to the city of Nineveh.
I'd
like to remind you one more example. God called Abraham. But Abraham went on his journey without knowing where he was going.
దేవుని వాక్యం అది మనకు చాలా క్లియర్ గా చెప్తా ఉంది.
దట్స్ వాట్ వర్డ్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ క్లియర్లీ సేస్.
కానీ యోనాకి స్పష్టంగా తెలుసు నినివే కళ్ళాలని.
బట్ యోనా నో వేర్ టు గో ఎగ్జాక్ట్లీ అకార్డింగ్ టు గాడ్.
ఆ ప్రజలు ఎలా ఉన్నారో కూడా దేవుడు చెప్పాడు.
అండ్ హి న్యూ దట్ ద కైండ్ ఆఫ్ పీపుల్ దట్ వే హి వాస్ గోయింగ్ టు ప్రీచ్ వర్డ్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్.
కానీ యోనా నినివే కళ్ళకుండా తర్షీష్ కు వెళ్ళే వాడైక్కాడు ఆయన.
బట్ యోనా డిడ్ నాట్ గో నినివే బట్ హి వెంట్ ఆన్ జర్నీయింగ్ టు ద ప్లేస్ కాల్డ్ తర్షీష్ బై బోర్డింగ్ ద షిప్ దట్ గోస్ టు తర్షీష్.
దేవునితో నేను వెళ్తానని చెప్పలేదు యోనా, వెళ్ళనని చెప్పలేదు, తన మనసులో తర్షీష్ కెళ్ళాలని బయలుదేరి వెళ్ళిపోయాడు.
And Jonah did not actually say to God that he wouldn't like to go or he would like to go, but he made up his mind to go to the city of city called Tarshish by boarding the ship. Jonah lived as very disobedient to the word of God. Could you just imagine for a minute that if the prophet of God is disobedient, how could people come to know God? And we are the people who know God.
మనకు దేవుని చిత్తం స్పష్టంగా వాక్యం ద్వారా దేవుడు బయలుపరుస్తూ ఉన్నాడు.
God is revealing to us his plan, purpose through his word very clearly.
మరి మనం దేవునికి లోబడుతున్నామా?
But are we willing to obey to the voice of God?
యోనా ఏ వాడలో వెళ్తున్నాడు, ఆ వాడ మీదకి తుఫాను వచ్చింది.
And the ship that he was traveling in, and the ship had to encounter a great storm on the sea.
వాడలో ఉన్న సరుకులన్నీ సముద్రంలో పడబోస్తున్నారు.
And the management of the ship actually throwing away all the things that were on the ship, throwing it into the ocean.
వాడలో ఉన్న వాడు తమ దేవతలకు ప్రార్థన చేస్తున్నారు.
And the people who are actually running the ship, their management, they were actually crying out to their own gods.
కానీ యోనా నిద్రపోతున్నాడండి.
But Jonah was sleeping in the ship.
వాడకు నష్టం జరుగుతుంది. యోనా అవిధేయతను బట్టి వాడకు నష్టం జరుగుతుంది.
Because of the disobedience of the prophet of God, the people who are the people around him were actually confronting the storm.
వాడలో ఉన్న సరుకులకు నష్టం జరుగుతుంది.
And the business was getting coming through a great loss.
కానీ యోనాలో మాత్రం ప్రతిస్పందన లేదు.
But Jonah had no response to the circumstance that he was going through.
వాళ్ళందరూ వాళ్ళ దేవతలకు ప్రార్థన చేస్తుంటే ప్రవక్త నిద్రపోతా ఉన్నాడండి.
Though the people who are running the ship, the ship master and everyone, they are trying to call upon their own god, but the prophet of God was sleeping in the ship.
దేవుని ఎరిగిన ప్రజలను బట్టే దేవుని పనికి గొప్ప నష్టం జరుగుతుంది.
And the work of God actually was damaged because of the people who knew God.
దేవుని ఎరిగిన వాళ్ళు దేవుని చిత్తంలో నడిస్తే గొప్ప పని జరుగుతుంది, వాళ్ళు అవిధేయులైతే గొప్ప నష్టం జరుగుతుంది.
And the people who know the calling of God and with they walk in obedience to God's plan, they will see the great reward, great work of God to come to pass. But if they disobey, they see the great loss in the families. For some time ago, the Michael Gorbachev worked as the president of the United States. When he was leading the country, USSR, Soviet Union of Russia, and he was actually working against the plans of the USA.
అప్పుడు యుఎస్ లో కొంతమంది ఎందుకు రష్యా మనకి ఇలా అగనిస్ట్ గా పనిచేస్తుంది, గోర్బచోవ్ ఎందుకు ఇలా ఉన్నాడు అని ఆలోచించడం ప్రారంభించారు.
So most of the leadership team in the US actually they were contemplating to see why the leadership team and the president of USSR was they were actually working in against the plans of the US.
వాళ్ళు తలా ఒక 10 మందిలో తలా ఒక రీజన్ చెప్తూ వచ్చారు.
So everybody of the leadership team that of the USA, they were trying to give various reasons why the USSR was standing against US.
కానీ ఒకతను ఒక కారణం చెప్పాడు.
But one of them said one reason.
గోర్బచోవ్ బోస్టన్ యూనివర్సిటీ లో చదువుకున్నాడు.
Michael Gorbachev he studied in the Boston University in US.
అప్పుడు చదువుకున్నప్పుడు మనం అతను స్వార్త చెప్పలేదు.
When he studied in Boston University, he was never preached the gospel.
ఒకవేళ అప్పుడే గనుక మనం స్వార్త చెప్పుకుంటే రష్యాకి మిషనరీగా వెళ్ళిపోయి ఉండేవాడు.
At that time had we actually been able to preach the gospel to him when he was a student in the Boston University, he would have gone to Russia as a missionary.
అప్పుడు నిర్లక్ష్యం చూపాం మనం యూనివర్సిటీ స్టూడెంట్స్ ని. మనం
when those university students were, when he was a student at the university, and we neglected to preach the gospel to the Michael Gorbachev.
కాబట్టి ఇప్పుడు అమెరికా దాని యొక్క వెల చెల్లించవలసి వస్తుంది.
Therefore, therefore, and that man said, and therefore, the reason, as a consequence, the America, US is actually paying the price for his act against US.
Germany ni rendu bhagalu chesukunnappudu Russia oka bhagam teeskundi, America oka bhagam teeskundi.
When Germany was divided into two parts and US took one part and US took one part.
Korea ni rendu bhagalu annapudu okati Russia teeskundi okati America teeskundi.
When Korea was divided into two, North and South Korea, US took one, supported one part and US are supporting another part.
Prapanchamlo America ekkada pan cheyalanukunna Russia akkada opposite ku vachesthundi.
And wherever in the world US is trying to work and get involved in the administration of the countries, but US has become a great enemy to the plans of US.
Manam devuni bendalanga devuni chittam sampurnanga cheyipovadanni batti aneka mandi nilakshparachadanni batti vaadu rep devuniki vetirekulaga maaripothuntaru.
Because we are reluctant to do the will of God when God asking us to do his plan, many of the people who are meant to be coming into God's plan are found to be working against God's plan. Jonah was meant to be going to Nineveh but he went on going to Tarshish.
దేవతలకు ప్రార్థన చేస్తుంటే ప్రవక్త నిద్రపోతా ఉన్నాడు. పిల్లలు
అండ్ ద పీపుల్ ఇన్ ద షిప్ వర్ దే క్రైయింగ్ అవుట్ టు దేర్ ఓన్ గాడ్స్ సబ్స్టిట్యూట్ గాడ్స్ అండ్ బట్ జోనా ద ప్రొఫెట్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ వాస్ స్లీపింగ్ ఇన్ ద షిప్.
ఇక్కడ మనమందరం ప్రభు తెలియనటువంటి వారం.
మోస్ట్ ఆఫ్ us who are here tonight are the people who know God.
మన ప్రార్థనలో ఆస్ట్రేలియా కొరకు ఎంత సమయాన్ని మనం కేటాయిస్తున్నాం?
యు నో ప్రేయర్స్ హౌ మెనీ ఆఫ్ us are actually making room and time to be able to pray for Australia.
చర్చిలు ఖాళీగా ఉంటున్నాయి, పబ్బులు నిండిపోతా ఉన్నాయి.
అండ్ ద చర్చెస్ ఆర్ ఎంప్టీ అండ్ ద పబ్స్ ఆర్ ఫుల్.
మరి మనం ఏం చేస్తున్నాం?
వాట్ ఆర్ వి డూయింగ్?
యోనా వలె మనం కూడా నిద్రపోతున్నాం అనుకుంటున్నాను.
ఐఎమ్ థింకింగ్ దట్ మెనీ ఆఫ్ us ఆర్ స్లీపింగ్ లైక్ జోనా ఇన్ ద షిప్.
నా ప్రియులారా, ఒక విషయం మీకు గుర్తు చేయాలని కోరుకుంటున్నాను.
My dear friends, I would like to remind you one thing tonight. Peter was cast into the prison. He was sleeping in the prison. Therefore, the people who were also around Peter were also sleeping. All the people in the prison also were sleeping. Paul and Silas were cast out into the prison. But they did not sleep. But the people who were in the prison cell did not sleep. Because the Christians are sleeping in the land, the countries are sleeping in the land as well. And with the burden, let us examine our hearts tonight.
దేవతలకు ప్రార్థన చేస్తూ ఉండి యోనాను లేపుతున్నారు అన్నమాట.
ద పీపుల్ హూ ఆర్ కాలింగ్ అవుట్ టు దేర్ ఫాల్స్ అండ్ సబ్స్టిట్యూట్ గాడ్స్, దే ఆర్ ట్రైయింగ్ టు వేక్ అప్ జోనా ఇన్ ద షిప్.
వై నిద్రపోతా, నీకేమొచ్చింది లే అని లేపుతున్నారు వాళ్ళు.
దే ఆర్ అడ్రెస్సింగ్ హిమ్ నాట్ యాజ్ అ మ్యాన్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ బట్ యాజ్ అ స్లీపర్. వై డు యు స్లీప్? అరైజ్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ స్లీప్ అండ్ కాల్ అపాన్ యువర్ గాడ్. కాల్ అపాన్ యువర్ గాడ్.
మనం చావకుండా ఆ దేవుడు రక్షిస్తాడు.
And perhaps your God might be able to deliver us from this kind of storm. Even though they were trying to wake him up from the sleep, Jonah was reluctant to pray to God. God was trying to wake up Jonah from the sleep using the people who don't know God, but yet Jonah was not willing to call upon the name of the Lord. Then they decided to cast a lot. They wanted to find out the reason, what the root cause of this storm, and who is the root cause of this storm. When the lot was cast among the people, finding out who the root cause of the problem, the name had come out in the name of
Jonah.
In the Bible, there are only two places where we could hear about the lot was cast into the lap. In the book of Jonah and also in the book of Acts.
పెంతకోస్త పండగ దినానికి ముందు చీటీలు వేశారు, పరిశుద్ధాత్మ వచ్చిన తర్వాత చీటీలు లేవు. దేవుని ఆత్మ తేటక మాట్లాడుతూ ఇప్పుడు చీటీలు వేయకూడదు మనం.
Before the commencement of the Pentecostal day, on the 51st day of Pentecost, the lot was cast and to find out the next apostle, who was going to be the next apostle for in the line of the 12 apostles. But after the entry of the Holy Spirit of God on the Pentecostal day, there were no more lots were cast into the lot.
ఇప్పుడు చీటీలు వేయకూడదు.
No more lots are meant to be given.
దేవుని ఆత్మ అన్ని విషయాలను క్లియర్ గా ఇదినాల్లో మనతో మాట్లాడుతుంది వాక్యం.
Now the Spirit of God is speaking to the church very clearly in all the matters.
ఇప్పుడు యోనా లేచి సాక్ష్యం చెప్తా ఉన్నాడు.
Now Jonah got up from his sleep and he was trying to
be
witness. Let us read the book of Jonah chapter 1 verse 9.
దయచేసి ఎవరైనా చదవగలరా?
Could somebody please read?
యోనా గ్రంథం మొదటి అధ్యాయం 9వ వాక్యం.
And he said unto them, I am a Hebrew and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which hath made the sea and the dry land.
నేను హెబ్రీయుడిని అని చెప్తున్నాడు.
హి వాస్ సేయింగ్ దట్ హి వాస్ ఇన్ హీబ్రూ.
నేను యెహోవా యందలి భయభక్తులు కలిగిన వాడిని అని చెప్తున్నాడు.
హి వాస్ టెల్లింగ్ దెం దట్ హి వాస్ ద వన్ హూ ఫియర్స్ గాడ్.
నిజంగా భయభక్తులు కలిగినోడైతే తర్షీష్ కేంద్రకు పోతాడు. ఈయన
if he was really a man who was fearing God, why would he actually go to the city of Tarshish?
Ayana cheppe sakshyaniki ayana jeevithaniki sambandham ledu.
The testimony what he was giving out to the people and the life that he was leading had no connection.
Naaku India lo chaala mandi software engineers telusu.
I know a lot of software engineers in India.
Vaaru sakshyam cheptaru, maa ujjogam vachindani cheptaru, ga fake experience certificate pettam cheppuvaru.
Many of them don't say that they got their jobs, but none of them would ever tell that they actually got the fake certificate to apply for a job.
Kani vaaru apply chesedemo fake certificate pettaru, devudu jobam ichadu ani cheptaru.
They apply for a job using the fake certificate, but they confess and say that God has given them a job.
Sakshyaniki jeevithaniki sambandham ledu.
And for the life that people live and the testimony that you proclaim have no connection.
Yona goppa pravakta andulo em sandeham ledu.
Jonah was a great prophet, there was no doubt about that.
Kani ayina cheppedaniki ayina jeevinchedaniki emaina sambandham unda?
Was there any connection between the life that he was preaching and the life that he was leading?
పదవచనంలో మనం చూస్తే,
when you look at the verse 10,
అతను యెహోవా సన్నిధిలో నుండి పారిపోతున్నట్లుగా వాళ్ళకి తెలియజేశాడు.
And he confirmed to the people who were confronting them that he was actually running away from the presence of God.
అయితే ఆ సాక్ష్యం విన్న తర్వాత వాళ్ళు అడుగుతున్నారు, నువ్వు చేసిన పని ఏమిటి?
Then they began to question him after they heard the testimony of Jonah. What is that you are trying to do against your God?
దేవునికి వ్యతిరేకంగా ఎలా పని చేస్తున్నావు?
How are you trying to work against your God?
అక్కడ 10వ వచనంలో ఉంది వాళ్ళు భయపడ్డారంట.
And the verse 10 says that the people who were talking to Jonah were really afraid, having known about what he was talking
ఆయన గురించి వినినోళ్ళకి భయం పడుతుందని ఆయనకు భయం లేదు అది అంటారంట.
And the people who were listening to his testimony, they were afraid of him, but he was not afraid of the way that he was living his life before God.
నువ్వు ఎలాగే ఈ పని చేసావు, దేవునికి వ్యతిరేకంగా ఎందుకని పారిపోతున్నావు అని వాళ్ళు అడుగుతున్నారు.
They were asking him how you dare your heart to determine and how you determine your heart to run away from your God and trying to do something against your God.
వారు సముద్రం పొంగుతుందని చెప్తున్నారు.
They were saying that the sea was raging, storm was increasing horrendously.
ఇప్పుడు సముద్రం మా మీదకి వచ్చేస్తుంది.
And the sea was coming against them.
మరి మేము ఏం చేయాలి? మేము
what is that we should do in order to stop the storm?
అప్పుడు యోనా చెప్తున్నాడు.
Then Jonah was speaking to them.
నన్ను బట్టి ఈ తుఫాను వచ్చింది.
Because of my life this storm has come to visit you. Because of my disobedience the ship is was confronting with the storm. And in order to stop the storm and the sea and the raging waves, you need to throw me out of the ship into the sea. Jonah knew everything.
తుఫాన్ ఎందుకు వచ్చిందో తెలుసు.
హి న్యూ ద రీజన్ ఫర్ దిస్ స్టార్మ్ టు అకర్.
తుఫాన్ వల్ల ఎవరు నష్టపోతున్నారో తెలుసు.
అండ్ హి న్యూ ద రీజన్ వై హూ ఆర్ ద పీపుల్ హూ ఆర్ యాక్చువల్లీ గోయింగ్ త్రూ ద లాస్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ స్టార్మ్.
ఈ నష్టాన్ని ఆపాలంటే ఏం చేయాలో కూడా తెలుసు.
హి ఆల్సో న్యూ ద సొల్యూషన్ హౌ టు స్టాప్ ద స్టార్మ్.
ఈ వాక్యం చదువుకునేటప్పుడు నాకు ఒక ఆలోచన వచ్చింది.
వెన్ ఐ వాస్ రీడింగ్ దిస్ పర్టికులర్ స్క్రిప్చర్ ఐ హాడ్ ఎ థాట్ ఫ్రమ్ గాడ్.
వాళ్ళు ఎందుకు ఎత్తి సముద్రంలో పడారు? యోనాను దూకితే పోతక సముద్రంలో.
And I was thinking that why did he ask them to throw him out of the ship? He could have taken a voluntary step to throw himself out into the ocean.
మనుషులు రెండు రకాలైన ప్రజలు ఉంటారు.
There are two types of people.
ఒకరు పాపం చేసేవాళ్ళు.
One kind of people are the people who commit sin.
రెండోది పాపం చేయించేవాళ్ళు.
And the second thing is the people who are allowing who are causing people to commit sin.
పాపం చేసేవాడు ఏదో ఒక రోజు నేను పాపనే ఒప్పుకుంటాడు, కానీ పాపం చేయించేవాడు ఎప్పుడు ఒప్పుకోవడం కష్టం.
And the one who is committing sin, sometime he will come into confrontation with the word of God and repent before God, saying that he was a sinner. But the people who are causing people to commit sin will never find the opportunity to repent before God. Jonah knew that if he would be out of the ship and cast into the ocean, and the storm would cease. Jonah knew that he was disobedient before God. He could have cast himself out into the ocean.
కానీ యోనా పని చేయలేదు.
But Jonah was not doing that.
దేవుని వాక్యం వింటున్న దేవుని బిడ్డలారా,
and the my dear friends who are listening to the word of God tonight,
ఏం చేస్తున్నారో చూసినప్పుడు నా హృదయం పగిలిపోయింది.
When I came to know and see the way that Jonah was inspiring them what they should do for Jonah, my heart was really breaking.
14వ వచనం చదువుకుందాం.
Let us read the verse 14.
14వ వాక్యం చదువుకుందాం.
Jonah chapter 1 verse 14.
ఎవరైనా ఒక చదువుగలరా?
Therefore they cried unto the Lord.
Yes.
And said, we beseech thee, O Lord, may this is the, let us not perish for this man's life, and lay not upon us.
ఐదవ వచనంలో వాళ్ళు దేవతలకు ప్రార్థన చేశారు, పద్నాలుగవ వచనంలో నిజ దేవుడికి ప్రార్థన చేశారు.
In verse 5 they were crying out to their substitute gods, but in verse 14 they were crying out to the real God of the heavens and the earth.
Anyalu nisa devudu prarthana chestunte inka pravakta prarthana modalu pettaledandi.
When the strangers, people who never knew the God of the heavens and the earth, but they were crying out to him, but the real prophet did not begin to start to calling upon his name.
Okka sari meer aalochinchandi, anyalu devuniki lobadinattuga kuda pravakta lobadali.
And the way that the people who never knew how to pray to God, they began to show obedience to God, but the prophet's heart was still reluctant to obey to the voice of God.
ఎంత అతని హృదయం కఠినమంది.
And his heart was so hard-hearted.
వాళ్ళు ప్రార్థన చేస్తున్నారు దేవునికి.
And the people who never know the name of God, our God, Jesus, or the Lord Jehovah, they are crying out to their our God. They held him in their hands and threw him into the ocean. I am really praising God for their fear of God and for their righteous life of crying out to God. And the people who never knew how to pray, they prayed to God and held Jonas and put him into the ocean.
మన జీవితంలో కొన్నిసార్లు కొన్ని వస్తువులను ప్రభు మనకు అనుగ్రహిస్తాడు.
In our lives, God sometimes give us some things which we like.
మనం ప్రార్థన చేయకుండా వాటిని వాడేస్తుంటాం.
And we use them without even praying unto God.
మనకు ప్రార్థన విలువ దేవుడు మనకి ఇచ్చాడన్న ఆ హృదయంలో కృతజ్ఞత మనకు కొన్నిసార్లు ఉండదు.
And sometimes we don't have that grateful heart when we receive things from God and before we begin to use them.
నాకు తెలిసిన ఒక సేవకుడు ఉన్నాడు.
I know one servant of God.
Aina duvina prarthana chestunna vaadu kuda prarambhinchadu.
And he began to pray and started using the comb that was in his pocket.
27 samvatsaralu vaadukunnadu aa duvina.
And he used that little comb in his pocket for about 27 years.
Enta goppa aashirvadam.
And how great blessing it was.
Ippudu Yona enti samudramlo padesaru, tufaan aagipindi.
When now Jonah was crossing the ocean and the storm ceased.
Ippudu meeru cheppandi, Yona ekkadunte prajalaku nemmadi untundi?
Now you can tell, you can come to an assessment where to say what is the best thing for the people to be at peace, well, to keep Jonah in the ship or in the ocean. When Jonah was crossing the ocean and people were happy and at peace. When he was on the face of the earth was confronting with the ocean. So let us examine our lives, and is Australia is going to be confronting peace if you are on the face of the earth or if you are under the waters.
Man vidheyuluga unte bhoomi meedu undali, avidheyuluga unte samudramlo undali ante.
If we are obedient to God, we got to be on the face of the earth. If you are disobedient to God, we will be in the ocean.
Idi nenu cheppaledu.
I'm not saying this.
Devuni vakyam cheptunnadu.
And the word of God says this.
యోనా ఇప్పుడు మచ్చ కడుపులో ప్రార్థన చేస్తున్నాడు.
Now Jonah was crying out to God from the womb of the fish.
ఆయన భూమి మీద ప్రార్థన చేయడానికి కుదరలేదు కాబట్టి సముద్ర లోపలికి వెళ్ళి తన ప్రార్థన చేయడానికి.
When he was on the face of the earth, he never had the opportunity to cry out to God, but when he had gone to the inside the womb of the fish, now he started crying out to God.
దేవుడు నీకు నాకు సమయం ఇచ్చాడు.
When God has given you and me a great time to call upon him.
ఆయన దయగలిగిన దేవుడు.
He is a compassionate God.
ఆయన 24 గంటల సమయం ఇస్తే 24 గంటలే పనిచేసే ఆ కృప కూడా మనకి.
And if God is giving us 24 hours of time to work, and he'll also give us the grace to be able to work for 24 hours of the day.
25 గంటల పనిని ప్రభు మనకి ఎప్పుడు అప్పగించాడు.
God will not give us 25 hours of labor to work in 24 hours of time.
కానీ దేవుడు మనకి ఇచ్చిన సమయాన్ని మరలా దేవునికి ఇచ్చే కృప ఉందా మనకి?
And do we have the grace to be able to give that kind of time back to God?
ఇప్పుడు మత్స్య కడుపులో పోయిన తర్వాత యోనాకి టైం దొరికింది, అక్కడ ప్రార్థన చేస్తుండే.
When now Jonah had gone to the womb of the fish, now he began to cry out to the God of the heavens.
ఒకవేళ మనం కూడా కృపను దుర్వినియోగం చేసుకుంటే భూమి లోపలికి వెళ్ళిన తర్వాత అక్కడ జాబ్ ఏముండదు, ఫ్రీగా ప్రార్థన చేయాలి.
And if you are trying to misuse the grace of God that has been given to us when we are on the face of the earth, when we leave the earth, and we will not find that grace to be able to make use of it when we go underground.
Rendu adhyayam anta chadivite ekkada kuda deva నువ్వు నన్ను నినివే కలమంటే నేను తర్షీష్కి వెళ్ళాను, తప్పు చేశాను, క్షమించమని ఒప్పుకోలు.
In the second chapter we never read anywhere that about Jonah's confession before God that, Lord, you asked me to go to Nineveh, but I went to Tarshish. We never had to read the heart of confession of Jonah in the second chapter. Jonah never said to God that I was disobedient to your word and went off to Tarshish. Today in our prayer, do we have a heart to confess before God what we are meant to be confessing before Him? Jonah was doing a great mistake. And to correct himself, he never had the desire to stand before God and correct himself. But God had shown him mercy. And the fish was ordered to vomit Jonah out of the onto the shore.
అన్యులు దేవునికి లోపడుతున్నారు, చేప దేవునికి లోపడుతుంది, సముద్ర దేవునికి లోపడుతుంది, ప్రవక్త దేవునికి లోపడలేదు.
And the people who don't know God, they were actually obedient to God, and the ocean was obedient to God, and the whale fish was obedient to God, but Jonah was not obedient to God.
ఇప్పుడు మరలా దేవుడు యోనాతో మాట్లాడుతున్నాడు.
Again God was speaking to Jonah.
నువ్వు వెళ్ళి మరలా నినివేకి వెళ్ళి ప్రకటించు.
Now you go back to Nineveh and preach the gospel.
దేవుని చిత్తం ఎప్పుడూ మారదు బిడ్డా.
The plan of God will never change.
దేవుడు నినివే ప్రజలను చూస్తున్నాడు.
God was actually seeing the people of Nineveh.
వాళ్ళకి సువార్త అవసరం.
They need the gospel.
ఆ ప్రజలకి దేవుని మాట అవసరం.
And those people need to hear the voice of God.
కాబట్టి ఈ అవిధేయుడిని మరలా పంపిస్తున్నాడు.
Again God was sending this disobedient prophet back to Nineveh.
ఈ చదువుకుంటున్నప్పుడు నా హృదయం చాలా పగిలిపోయింది.
When I was reading this chapter, my heart was broken in presence of God.
అవిధేయుడికి అంత కృపనిచ్చాడు.
And God has given so much of grace to a prophet who was disobedient in his presence. A person, a prophet who did not obey to the voice of God, God was again speaking to him. Jonah was going back to Nineveh. That the city was as big as traveling for about 3 days. But word of God says that Jonah only traveled only one day.
అంటే ఇంకా దేవుని మనసుతో ఏకీభవించే హృదయం యోనాకు రాలేదు. మంచి సముద్రంలో పోయినా మనిషి మారలే ఇంకా.
Now, even after he was cast out onto the shore by the whale fish, Jonah's heart was not aligned to the plan of God to be able to go to the city of Nineveh for about 3 days. But Bible says only that he traveled only one day. And if he had to travel for 3 days, he was meant to be meeting about 120,000 people in the city of Nineveh. But by traveling only one day, he was only meeting, catching up with 40,000 people and preaching the gospel. And he had determined in his heart to go to Nineveh. If he had not determined to go back to Nineveh, he would have thought probably he would have to go back to ocean again. So he made up his heart to go back to Nineveh. He did little bit of work and that message went off to the 40,000 people.
దేవుడు 80,000 ఇంకా ఎక్స్ట్రా 80,000 మందికి సువార్త అందినట్లుగా చేశాడు.
And he could not actually take the gospel further to 80,000 people in the city of Nineveh. And 120,000 people began to repent before God.
ఇప్పుడు పశువులు కూడా నీరు తాగటలేదు.
And now the animals were not drinking water.
రాజు సింహాసనం దిగాడు.
And the king of the Nineveh, he came down from his throne.
దేవుడు ఎంత అద్భుతంగా పనిచేశాడు.
And you know, my dear friends, how God was miraculously working in Nineveh.
నేను అనుకుంటున్నాను యోనాకు చూడలేదు ప్రభు, ప్రజలు చూస్తున్నాడు.
What I think is that God was not looking at Jonah, but God was looking at the people of Nineveh.
ప్రభు నిన్ను చూడలేదు, ఆస్ట్రేలియాలో నశించిపోతున్న ప్రజలు చూస్తున్నాడు.
God is not watching at you, looking at you, but God is looking at the people of Australia who are perishing.
ఒక వ్యక్తి కొరకు దేవుడు యుగాలుగా యుగాలుగా ఎదురు చూస్తారండి.
And for one person, God would be normally waiting for generations and generations.
కానీ ఆ వ్యక్తి దేవుని చిత్తం చేయవలసి వచ్చినప్పుడు తప్పిపోతే ఆయన గుండె పగిలిపోతుంది.
When that person is found to be fulfilling the plan of God, found to be reluctant to fulfill the plan of God, the heart of God would be totally broken.
Charles Coleman and a lady, Yadarla Salirla ne pustakola matras.
Charles Coleman, the lady who wrote the book, The Springs of the Desert, she wrote this particular thing.
Samatsaralaga Prabhu nee koraku naa koraku edru chustare.
For many number of years, God has been waiting for you and for me.
Ippudu ప్రజలు పశ్చాత్తాపడుతున్నారు.
Now the people are repenting in the presence of God.
వారి ప్రార్థన విని దేవుడు ఆ పట్టణాన్ని రక్షించాడు.
And God heard their cry and their prayer, and God saved the city.
ఇప్పుడు యోనాకి కోపం వచ్చేసింది.
Now Jonah was upset and angry. Let us read the chapter 4 of Jonah and first verse.
నినివే పట్టణం
రక్షించబడిన తర్వాత యోనా కోపం వచ్చింది. అంటే నినివే పట్టణం రక్షించబడడం ఆయనకి ఇష్టం లేదు.
And after Nineveh city was being saved by God, and Jonah was upset and displeased by the way that people came to repent before God. It did not please his heart.
దేవుని మీద కోపపడుతున్నాడు.
And he was angry against God.
దేవా, నేను నా దేశమందు ఉండగా నేను ఇలా జరిగిందని నేను అనుకున్నాను.
And he was saying unto God, when I was in my own country, I knew that this is going to happen.
నువ్వు నన్ను వెళ్ళమంటావు.
I knew that you were going to ask me to go to the city of Nineveh.
నేను వెళ్తాను.
I would go to the place.
ఆ మాట సువార్త ప్రజలు పశ్చాత్తాపడతారు.
I knew that people would hear the gospel and repent and come to God.
నువ్వు వాళ్ళ చూసి నువ్వు పశ్చాత్తాపడతావు.
And I knew that when you see them repenting, you also would be able to repent of the evil that you are going to bring. And that evil which was meant to be coming upon the city would be stopped.
కాబట్టి ఇది ముందే జరిగిందని తెలిసి నేను తర్షీష్కి వెళ్ళాను.
I knew all this plan what you would be doing, therefore I went off to Tarshish.
యోనా ఆలోచన కరెక్ట్ ఉంటే గాని దేవుని చిత్తం కాదు.
And Jonah's mind frame was correct, but that was not the plan of God. God intended to bring it to pass. That was not God's plan.
నీ ఆలోచనలన్నీ నీకు కరెక్ట్ గా అనిపిస్తాయి, కానీ అవి దేవుని చిత్తమో కాదో చెక్ చేసుకోవాలి.
అండ్ సమ్టైమ్స్ వి యువర్ థాట్స్ అండ్ మై థాట్స్ వుడ్ బి సమ్టైమ్స్ ప్లీజింగ్ టు us, మైట్ బి అపీలింగ్ టు us కరెక్ట్లీ ఇన్ ద రైట్ ఫార్మాట్ అండ్ రైట్ డైరెక్షన్, బట్ వి షుడ్ ఎగ్జామిన్ వెదర్ దే ఆర్ ది అలైనింగ్ టు ద ప్లాన్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ ఆల్మైటీ.
యోనా ఆలోచన దేవుని చిత్తం కాదు.
And Jonah's thinking was not appropriate to the plan of God.
ఇప్పుడు యోనా పట్టణానికి ప్రక్కన పంది చేసుకున్నాడు.
Jonah had to put a thatched house just beside the city of Nineveh.
అసలు ఈ పట్టణానికి ఏం జరిగిందో, ఈ ఉద్యమం ఎంత కాలం ఉంటుంది, ఈ ప్రార్థన ఎంత కాలం ఉంటుందో చూద్దాం అనుకుంటున్నాడు.
And Jonah was trying to see the consequences of the city of Nineveh and the way that the people had to repent, and just so that he wanted to see how the consequences of the revival that God brought upon the city of Nineveh.
యోనాకి రక్షించబడిన వారితో ఉండడం ఇష్టం లేదు.
Jonah had no desire and no intention to stay with the people who were born again.
తన ఆలోచన నెరవేరలేదని యోనా బాధపడిపోతున్నాడు.
Jonah was upset and angry because his intentions were not fulfilled in the presence of God.
అప్పుడు ఒక సిడి తయారు చేశాడు. దాని పేరు ఏంటంటే ప్రతిమటి కంటే చచ్చుట మీరు.
And then he prepared a kind of modern terminology CD. He prepared, it is better for me to die rather to live.
What is sachipothadu ante saavudu janalu jappatadu.
And he did not, that was only the intention for him to declare the statement, better for me to die rather to live. But he never die, but you know, he never wanted to die, but he wanted to die.
Sanipovalsina paristhithulu em unnai.
What are the root causes for him to die?
ఉజ్జీవం చూసి సంతోషించే హృదయం నాకు లేదు.
And he had no desire and a heart to see the people how they have been revived. And that desire was not found to be in Jonah.
దేవుని మీద కోపపడుతున్నాడు.
And he was angry and upset against God.
దేవుడు యోనాతో మాట్లాడుతున్నాడు, నువ్వు కోపించడం న్యాయమా?
God was speaking to Jonah and asking him a question, is it right and appropriate for you to be angry with me?
ఇప్పుడు దేవుడు 120,000 మంది గురించి ఆలోచించట్ల, ఈ అవిధేయుడైన ప్రవక్త గురించి దేవుడు ఆలోచిస్తున్నాడు.
Now at this point of time, God was not thinking about the 120,000 people who are found to be in the city of Nineveh, but he was actually talking to Jonah about himself.
మీరు ఆలోచించండి,
you think about the
రాజు ఉపవాసం ఉన్నాడు.
Could you imagine that the king was fasting?
మనకు పట్టణంలో ప్రజలు ఉపవాసం ఉన్నారు.
The people of Nineveh were fasting.
పశువులు ఉపవాసం ఉన్నాయి.
And the animals fasted.
ప్రవక్త ఉపవాసం లేదు.
And the prophet did not fast.
పశువులు దేవునికి లోబడ్డాయి, ప్రవక్త లోబడలేదు.
And the animals obeyed to the voice of God, but the prophet did not obey to the voice of God.
మత్స్యం దేవునికి లోబడింది, ప్రవక్త లోబడలేదు.
And the fish obeyed to the voice of God, but not the prophet.
ఎంత దుఃఖకరమైన విషయం పిల్లలారా.
How sad it is this matter.
ఇప్పుడు దేవుడు యోనాకి నీడ కలగడానికి ఒక స్వర చెట్టు ఏర్పాటు చేశాడు.
So God created a gourd plant which is a big creeper to create some kind of shadow for Jonah.
ఆ స్వర చెట్టు కింద నీడ కలిగింది యోనాకి.
And Jonah found some kind of shelter under the shadow of this gourd tree.
ఇప్పుడు యోనా స్వర చెట్టు చూసి చాలా హ్యాపీగా ఉన్నాడు.
Now Jonah suddenly became very happy to see that the plant grew and gave him the shade.
అంటే 120,000 మంది చిచ్చబడినప్పుడు సంతోషం లేదు, కొంచెం సరచెట్టు నడిస్తే దానికి హ్యాపీ అయిపోయాడు.
Jonah was not so happy when people were born again, 120,000 people came to God, but he was so happy when he saw that the plant grew and gave him a shade.
Ante ee pravaktaki aatmavirudhi teliyadu.
And this, that means this prophet of God did not know the value of the souls.
Nasichipoye prajalu viru ee vyaktiki teliyadu.
And he did not even understand that how the people are perishing.
Ee roju manam parikshinchukunnam.
Let us examine ourselves today tonight.
Manam especially Indians ga devudu manu Australia ki iskochadu.
Actually there's a people of as a people from different countries, from India and other countries, God brought us to Australia.
Manam ikkada deni gurinchi santoshisthunnam.
And what are we actually rejoicing in this country? And recently I met a brother.
Chaala happy unnadu.
He was so happy.
Entante devudu kotta car
ichadu. And he said God gave him a brand new car.
And the car made santosham.
And he was so happy because God granted him a brand new car.
Atanu rakshinchabaledu.
He was not born again.
Atanu chuttu unna variki rakshana ledu.
And on his fellow friends did not come to know God.
Atanu yela
then we could say that that man was like Jonah.
Ippudu aa sarachettiki devudu oka purugunu erparichadu.
Then God created a little insect to destroy this goat plant creeper.
Aa purugu aa sarachettini tinesesindi.
So that insect began to destroy the creeper.
Ippudu sarachettu vaadipoyindi.
That the plant that grew and gave shade to Jonah actually began to die.
Ippudu malla rendu valley tayar chesaru seed.
And he created second volume in the modern term now.
Deva nenu bratukudukante chachutunni.
And he said, Lord, it's better for me to die than to live.
Chanipoval antadu.
And he wanted to die.
Adi vakyam saramaindi kaadu.
But that is not according to God's
plan. Ante Jonah ki diddubadu chesukovadam ishtam ledu, chachipovalani ishtam ledu.
Jonah never had desire to correct himself, but he had desire to commit suicide.
No vakyam chetha diddubadu cheyabadutunava?
Is what the word of God allow you, are you allowing the word of God to correct your life?
Prabhu ni diddadaniki nu avakasham ishtunava?
Are you allowing God to correct your life?
Manaminchadani nu korukuntunava?
Or are you trying to commit suicide and die?
Devudu meeda Jonah kopadutunnadu.
God was angry.
Devudu meeda Jonah kopadu.
And Jonah was angry against God.
So appudu devudu Jonah adugutunnadu.
And God was speaking to Jonah.
Idi 120,000 mandi nivasinche pedda pattanam.
This country is a city of Nineveh, is a city that contains 120,000 people.
No sarachetti vishayamlo nuvvu inta baadapadte mari veerandar gurinchi nenu vicharinchodda?
And God said to Jonah, if you are really worried about little creeper that grew in a day's time and died in a day's time, and if you are really worried about that, how much more I should be worrying about a people, city that contain 120,000 people.
Devudu em maatladutunnadu meer gamaninchandi.
Could you please understand about the city of Nineveh, and God was actually repenting about the city.
Melbourne vishayam vicharapadutunnadu.
And God is repenting about the city of Melbourne.
Devudu manni patnamlo enduku ichado manu gurtu chesukundam.
Let us realize why God has kept us in the city of Melbourne.
Even neevi patnaniki swartham teeskuraadu.
And God desires that you should be able to preach the gospel in the city of Melbourne.
Oka avideediki 120,000 mandi pachchaptapade krupa dorikite.
One disobedient prophet found grace instead of God to be able to preach the gospel to 120,000 people. I think
okavela vidheyitu chupevaadiki inkenna aatmanu isthadu.
If one person show obedience to God, imagine how many souls God is going to entrust into his care.
Neevu devuniki lobadi inkenni karyalu prabhu nee dwara jarigisthadu.
If you obey to the calling of God in your life, imagine how many great things God is going to do and how many people God is going to commit into your hands.
Devudu yonan nirve okka patnamlone vaadukunnattuga Bible cheptundi.
And the word of God says that God used Jonah to be able to preach the gospel only in the city of
Malaika. Ye patnaniki devudu yonan teeskellu.
God did not give him any task and assignment to preach the gospel to any other city apart from Nineveh.
Devudu niku oka avakasham ichadu.
God has given you one chance.
Okka vela avakashanni jaarudichukunepen vyakti aithe,
if you intend to give up on the chance what God has given to you in your life,
మరణాటువంటి అవకాశాలు ప్రభు నీ జీవితంలో
ఇవ్వకపోవచ్చు. And it may not be possible for God to give you one more chance to be able to make to be used in his hands.
ఒక విషయం నా హృదయాన్ని బాగా పిండేసింది.
One thing that really crushed my spirit.
యోనా తన జీవితంలో ఎన్ని సంవత్సరాలు సువార్త పరిచర్య చేశాడు?
And Jonah, how many years did he actually preach the gospel?
చెప్పగలరా?
Can you are you able to let me know?
తన లైఫ్ పీరియడ్ లో ఒక్క రోజే పని చేశాడు.
In all his lifetime, he only worked one day. He preached the gospel. In your life, how many years God has given you life till now to live and to serve him? How much of grace is given to you by God? How much of money God has given into your hands, dollars? How much of time that you have been able to make use
of?
And only one day Jonah worked in the city of Nineveh. God did not give him any more assignments for Jonah to go to any other city. Nowhere he has preached the gospel. With the heart of God, Jonah had never agreed and become one with God. In all his life, Jonah was a thorn in God's presence. In all the matters related to the kingdom of God, he never worked wholeheartedly and willingly. And the people of Nineveh obeyed the voice of God. God actually saved them. But Jonah was not happy. He went on and put a thatched house and he was trying to watch the city. What is going to happen the next moment? Let us examine our lives. Are we still remaining as a thorn in the presence of God against his God's plan? Until tonight, are we actually living a life of disobedience before God? In the presence of God, let us examine our lives. Let us ask God that we shouldn't be like that before God. If you look at the word of God, the city of Nineveh has been destroyed after that. Let us go to the book of Nahum. Chapter 3, verse 7. Let us read. Book of Nahum, chapter 3, verse 7.
And it shall come to pass that all they that look upon thee shall flee from thee and say,
And chapter 3 verse 7 of Nahum says that Nineveh, city of Nineveh has been laid waste. If you read the chapter 3 verse 1, it's been written as the about the Nineveh, that it is a city of murder. If you read the book of Nahum chapter 2 verse 1, and the creator, the one who is going to destroy, is going to come upon the city of Nineveh. Do you know the reason why the city of Nineveh has been destroyed? And just what happened to the revival that the city of Nineveh had found in the presence of God? What happened today? Because Jonah did not work in accordance with the plan of God. Did not work in accordance with the heart of God.
Yes.
He worked very little. That revival went on only for a short span of time. When that revival had to come to the time of during the time of Prophet Nahum, that revival passed. He did little work of God. Because he did not actually unite with the heart of God, and that revival went on for a short span of time. Tonight, let us examine our hearts in the presence of God. How much did we actually do for God? How much did we actually obey to the Lord Jesus and work for him? How much did we actually agree to the heart of God and did work for him? In the book of Bible, the revival which God brought to the city of Nineveh had not been found in any of the books during any of the prophet's time. There are 66 books in the book of in Bible. In many of the books, you have read something about the revival to come to pass.
కూడా నీళ్లు త్రాగకుండా ఆహారం తినకుండా ఉన్న జీవాన్ని మనం చూడండి.
బట్ వి నెవర్ రెడ్ ఇన్ ద స్క్రిప్చర్ అండ్ ద వర్డ్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ దట్ ఈవెన్ ద యానిమల్స్ డిడ్ నాట్ ఈవెన్ డ్రింక్ అండ్ డ్రింక్ వాటర్ ఈవెన్ టు ఫైండ్ రివైవల్ ఇన్ ద సిటీ ఆఫ్ నినెవే.
నేను అనుకుంటున్నాను,
వాట్ ఐ థింక్,
ఒకవేళ యోనా గనుక ఆరాధన స్టార్ట్ చేస్తుంటే 120,000 మంది సంఘ సభ్యులు, పశువులు, రాజు మొత్తం మందిరానికి వచ్చి ఉండేవాళ్ళు.
What the voice of God came into the thought is, if Jonah had walked in according to the heart of God, and if he had been happy with the revival of God brought upon the city, and the whole city of Nineveh, 120,000 people, and the king and the animals would have come to the into the church fellowship, and they all would have become saints of God.
అందరూ దేవుని ఆరాధించేవారు.
All could have worshipped God.
రాజు కూడా దేవుని సన్నిధిలో కనబడి ఉండేవాడు.
The king could have been found in the presence of God.
యోనాకి సువార్త చెప్పే హృదయం ఉంది, కానీ వాళ్ళని ప్రభు కొరకు ఇంకా పెంచాలి నడిపించాలనే హృదయం యోనాకి లేదు.
Jonah had a desire to declare, to proclaim the gospel, but he had no desire to be able to inspire the people for the Lord.
నా ప్రియ సోదరి సోదరులారా,
dear my dear friends and brothers and sisters,
దేవునికి నీ విషయంలో ఎంత గొప్ప సంకల్పం ఉంది.
Do you know what a great plan that God has for you and for me?
నిన్ను ఎందుకు ఈ మందిరంలోకి ప్రభు తీసుకొనిచ్చాడు?
Do you know why God has brought you into this church?
నేను ముగించబోతున్నాను.
I'm about to close.
దేవునికి నీవు లెక్కప చెప్పాలి.
That you need to be able to give an account to God.
ఈ పట్టణ విషయమై నువ్వు ప్రభు దగ్గర నిలబడాలి.
And you need to stand before God for the city of Melbourne.
లోతు నివసించిన సొదొమ గొమొర్రా నాశనమైపోయింది.
The city where the Lot lived, the Sodom and Gomorrah, the twin cities have been destroyed, even though it's the servant of God Lot lived in the city.
10 మంది నీతిమంతులు ఉంటే సొదొమ గొమొర్రాని దేవుడు కాపాడతానన్నాడు.
God said to Abraham that even if there are found to be 10 righteous people in the city, in the Sodom and Gomorrah cities, God said that he would save those twin cities.
Lot కుటుంబంలో 4 వ్యక్తులు ఉన్నారు.
In the life of Lot there were only found to be 4 people.
Lot భార్య, Lot కి ఇద్దరు ఆడపిల్లలు.
Lot and his wife and his two daughters.
వాళ్ళు ఒక్కొక్కరు ఒక ఇద్దరిద్దరినన్న ప్రభు కొరకు సంపాదించుంటే 4 × 2 వేసుకుంటే 12 మంది అయిపోయారు.
If each of them among the 4 people, if they had worked together and brought a few more people to add up to the number of 10, they could have saved the twin cities before God.
అంటే వాళ్ళ జీవిత కాలంలో ఒక వ్యక్తి ఇద్దరిని కూడా ప్రభు దగ్గర నడిపించలేకపోయారు.
So that means in the all their lifetime they never had the opportunity to be able, they never had worked out to bring few people to God.
పట్టణం నశించిపోయింది.
Twin cities Sodom and Gomorrah they were destroyed before God.
నా ప్రియమైన సోదరి సోదరులారా,
మై డియర్ బ్రదర్స్ అండ్ సిస్టర్స్,
మనకు సువార్త ఉంది.
We heard the gospel.
కోట్ల మందికి ఇంకా సువార్త ఉంది.
Many of the millions and billions of people did not receive the gospel yet.
మనకి ఇవ్వబడిన కృపను మనం దుర్వినియోగం చేసుకుంటున్నాం.
Are we misusing the grace that has been given to us?
నేను ముగించబోతున్నాను.
I'm about to close tonight.
నేను ఈ మధ్య శ్రీలంకలో ఉన్నాను దేవుని కృప.
Recently I have been to Sri Lanka by the grace of God.
ఎక్కడైతే యుద్ధం ఎక్కువగా జరిగిందో ఆ ప్రదేశాల్లో పనిచేయడానికి ప్రభు నాకు సహాయం చేశాడు.
God enabled me to work in the places where the countries have actually gone through horrific warfare involved in the wars. I went to the village where LTT leader Prabhakaran started the work. There the villages were really completely been shattered.
Chaala mandi chethulu leni vallu, kaallu leni vallu, kallu leni vallu nenu chusanu.
I saw thousands of people with no eyes, no hands and no feet.
నేను ఒక విషయమే చెప్పి నేను ముగించాలనుకుంటున్నాను.
I want to tell you one final thing and close tonight.
నేను ఒక సహోదరుతో మాట్లాడాను.
I spoke to one brother.
ఒక సిస్టర్తో, సహోదరితో మాట్లాడాను.
I spoke to one sister.
ఆమెకి 28 సంవత్సరాలు.
She was 20 years old, 28 years old.
భర్త చచ్చిపోయాడు యుద్ధంలో.
And her husband died in the war.
తండ్రి చనిపోయాడు.
Father died in the war.
తమ్ముడు చనిపోయాడు.
Her brother died in the war.
ఇంట్లో ఒక్క పురుషుడు కూడా లేడు.
And there was no one man in the home.
ఆమెకి ఆ యుద్ధంలో ఆమెకి యుద్ధానికి పోయి క్యారేజ్ ఇచ్చి వస్తా ఉంటే భోజనం క్యారేజ్ బాంబు బ్లాస్ట్ అవడం వల్ల ఆమె కళ్ళు రెండిపోయి.
When she was handing out the food to the people, to her own people in the war, when she was coming back and because of bomb blast she lost her two eyes.
కాబట్టి ఆమె పంచింది.
Therefore she could not work anything after that.
కాబట్టి ఒక వేశ్య దుకాణం అంటే వేశ్య షాప్ ఒకటి ఓపెన్ చేసింది.
She opened a prostitute shop.
ఇంకా వేరే బ్రతుకు దేవుడు లేదు ఆమెకి.
She had nothing else to do.
పాపం చేసేటువంటి వాళ్ళు 93,000 మంది స్త్రీలు ఉన్నారు ఒక
జాఫ్నా సిటీ ఆఫ్ జాఫ్నా. దేర్ అబౌట్ 93,000 women were actually living in that profession of prostitution.
ఒక 2009లోనే 200,000 మంది యుద్ధంలో చచ్చిపోయారు.
In the year 2009 there were nearly 200,000 people died in the war with the LTT war.
వాళ్ళని పాతి పెట్టడానికి కూడా మనుషులు లేరు బరియల్ చేయడానికి.
అండ్ దేర్ వర్ నో పీపుల్ యాక్చువల్లీ టు బరీ దోస్ పీపుల్ ఇన్ ది బరియల్ గ్రౌండ్స్.
అందుకని జేసీపీ ఉంటది కదా, దాన్ని పెట్టి నెట్టి కాల్చి వేశారు.
దట్స్ వై దే యాక్చువల్లీ దే కలెక్టెడ్ ఆల్ ది పీపుల్.
Yes.
And they used the machinery equipment and they put them together and burnt them with the fire. They collected all these dead bodies and corpses and put them together and they burnt them with the fire. In those villages, the kids were not going to school. Do you know what they are going to, what they were doing? At 3 o'clock, each 3 to 4 hours, they actually keep the kids in watching.
ఎవరు వస్తున్నారో చూసి వేగంగా వెళ్ళి ఇన్ఫర్మేషన్ చెప్పడానికి.
And they keep the children for each 3 to 4 hours assignment giving them to find out who are the people coming towards the city.
అక్కడ చదువుకున్నటువంటి చదువుకోలేనటువంటి చిన్న పిల్లలు నేను చాలా మంది చూశాను.
I saw many thousands of people who never went to school there.
ఎప్పుడు మనం ఈ సువార్త తీసుకెళ్తాం?
When we are going to take this gospel?
మనం ఇంకా యోనా లాగానే ఉన్నామా?
Are we still trying to be like Jonah?
మన చుట్టూ ప్రజలు నశించిపోతున్నారు.
And the people around us still are perishing at the moment.
మనల్ని బట్టి దేవుని కార్యాలు ఆగిపోతున్నాయి.
Because of us the works of God are not progressing.
మనం ఒక్కరు ప్రభువు లోబడితే,
if one of us completely surrendered to God.
మోషేని బట్టి 600,000 మంది ఐగుప్తు నుంచి బయటికి వచ్చారు.
Because of Moses the 600,000 of people came from the land of Egypt to the promised land.
ఒక యోసేపుని బట్టి కరువులో ఎవరు చనిపోకుండా కాపాడబడ్డారు.
Because of one man of God Joseph, the famine God protected God's people.
యోసేప్ దేవునికి లోబడ్డాడు.
Joseph was obedient to God.
ఈ రాత్రి మనం దేవునికి లోబడితే,
tonight if we actually show obedience to God,
ఆ మాట చెప్పాలంటే నాకు చాలా సంతోషం ఉంటుంది.
When I'm saying that word, I am a spirit of God in me is actually well pleased.
మీ సంగతి కాదు, నా సంగతి చెప్తున్నాను నేను.
Not about you, about my life.
నేను దేవునికి లోబడితే,
if I show obedience to God,
devudu inga enta pani chestadu,
how much more God would be doing his work.
Yesu prabhu shishulu kavalsi vachinappudu Oxford University ki Cambridge ki Yesu prabhu ayyindi.
When Jesus was looking for disciples, did not go to Oxford University nor to Cambridge University.
Aina chapalu pattukune vallanu teesukochadu.
And he went on to the seashore and found the fishermen.
Yesu prabhu ki nee balam akkarledu.
God does not want your strength.
Nee dabba akkarledu.
Doesn't want your money.
Nee vidheyata kavali.
God wants your obedience.
ఈ రోజు ప్రభువా నేను ఉన్నానని చెప్పగలిగితే,
and today if you say God I am there,
నీ ద్వారా ప్రభు కార్యం చేస్తాడు.
God is going to do mighty works through you.
నువ్వు యోనావనే ఉండొద్దు.
You shouldn't be like Jonah.
యోసేపు వలె ప్రభు కొరకు జీవించు.
You should be like Joseph living for God.
ప్రార్థన చేసుకుందాం.
Let us pray. Lord, thank you for giving us this time to be able to find your presence.
దేవాని యోనావనే ఉండడం నాకు ఇష్టమే.
Lord, I don't prefer to be like Jonah in your presence.
దేవా నీవే పట్టణానికి సువార్త తీసుకుని వెళ్ళమని చెప్పావు.
Lord, you said to Jonah to take the gospel to the city of Nineveh.
కాని యోనాకి సొంత ఆలోచనలు ఉన్నాయి ప్రభువా.
Jonah had his own plans, Lord.
ఆ ప్రణాళికలోనే యోనా వెళ్ళిపోతున్నాడు.
In his own plans he was going to Nineveh.
ఆయన మాట ప్రజల్లో పనిచేస్తుంది సువార్త.
And the word of God and the gospel was working among the people.
ప్రజల హృదయాలు పగిలిపోతున్నాయి.
And the hearts of people were being broken.
కానీ యోనా హృదయం పగలలేదు.
But the heart of Jonah was not being broken for.
దేవా నేను అలా ఉండకూడదని ప్రార్థన చేసుకుంటున్నాను.
Lord, today I cry out to you that I shouldn't be like Jonah.
దేవా నా సువార్త దొరికింది.
Lord, I found gospel in your presence.
ఇంకా సువార్త వినబడని పాకిస్తాన్ మేము గుర్తు చేసుకోవాలి.
Today we remember the country of Pakistan which did not hear the gospel.
దేవా ఎన్ని బాంబులు పేలిపోయి ప్రజలు నశించిపోతున్నారు.
And many of the bombs blew in Pakistan, many thousands of people are dying.
Prabhu Afghanistan meeku appudu pattukuntaru.
Lord, when I am going to catch this the country of Afghanistan for you,
deva maaka bharani pettindi.
Give us that burden for you, O God.
North Korea ki me swarth isthela.
We have to take the gospel to the country of North Korea.
3 rojulu prayani cheyali Nineveh.
3 days had to be had to go through into the city of Nineveh.
Kani yona okka roje prayani chesadu.
But Jonah only went on walking for a day.
Jeevithamlo okka
He worked only one day in all his life for you, Lord. But you gave us so much of grace in our lives. But you kept in our midst Uncle David from
US.
He can't see properly. He's become old. But you gave him a desire to serve in his old age. Lord, I am feeling shy in your presence.
Lord, I'm feeling ashamed in your presence. Lord, keep the burden in my heart for you, Lord. Grant me your grace to keep this, the continent of Eastern
Alliance.
We want to use our strength, our wealth for your name's
sake.
Lord, give us the prayerful word in your presence. Lord, teach us how to kneel and pray in your presence. Lord, give us the burden to be able to travel for this current generation in your presence. Lord, during the time of Prophet Nahum, the city of Nineveh has been destroyed. And the revival which was brought to the city of Nineveh through Jonah did not last longer, Lord. Lord, kindly forgive us tonight. Lord, because of us, you are having no peace. Unable to learn how to obey to the voice of God. We don't like to correct our lives, but we are trying to commit suicide in your presence. Lord, I feel that it's better for me to live in the ocean than to live on the face of the earth. When I walk on the land, Father God, I'm able to see storms in my life. I walk in the waters, inside the water there's no storm. Because of me the ship is being broken. Because of me all the valuable items in the ship had been thrown into the ocean. Because of me so much of loss is
coming.
Lord, I brought so much of loss to the country in the past. Lord, I cannot complete that, O Lord. Those people who don't know you, they're crying out to their own God. Prophet of God was sleeping, O Father. Please let us not be like him. Please wake us up in this last day. Give us a burden of prayer. Give us a burden to cry out for the perishing souls. Nobody can control the traveling spirit in your presence, O Lord. Lord, the traveling woman cannot be controlled by anybody. Give us such type of burden. Apostle Paul had the burden. Lord, give us that kind of burden to each and every one of us. Lord, give that traveling spirit of prayer be given to this church, O Lord. Are we crying out to you about Pastor Timothy, Lord? Crying out to you about the Lord Church leadership, Lord. I'm committing each one of them into your hands. Let thy word be able to be fruitful in this place. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, and the God's people say,
Amen.
Amen. I want to give you my heartfelt greetings to all of you. I want to express my thankfulness to the Pastor Timothy and all the leadership team for giving me this time. Please pray for me and for the ministry that I do unto the Lord.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless you.